We're going to announce our Tuesday prayer meetings. We've been praying the Lord's Prayer, all the different stages of that back in the dining room area for a sweet hour of prayer. We've got several of us that are joining together from 7 to 8 p.m. on Tuesdays, and it has just been so much fun. I said at the end of December, let's front load this year with corporate prayer on Tuesdays, just praying for the Lord to be glorified, His kingdom to come, will to be done, forgive us our sins, just praying the Lord's Prayer together. And it's been so good. We've done it 4 weeks in a row. And I said, let's do it one more month and see what happens. Let's get to February. And I just felt like Savannah had a word for us to share of encouragement about that tonight. Take it away.
I guess what I would say, I didn't go the first 2 weeks in February because, you know, Tuesdays we have our co-op, so we're tired on that day. And so the first couple weeks, Luke went and I didn't go. And then the third week, I was like, I'm going to go. I'm going to do it. And I went tired and I was so, so blessed. And I just think that's the economy of the kingdom. You go exhausted and worn out and you go to another thing and you think, oh, I'm just like, I could just curl up in bed. Like, it starts at, is it 7 o'clock? So it feels kind of late to me. I'm like, it's dark outside. You know, I just want to like stay home and curl up. But I was so blessed that first night that I went and just felt extremely refreshed in the midst of, okay, it's late and I'm super tired. That's my most tired day just because of everything we've already done. And so the next week, it was like not even a thought in my mind of if I was going to go. I was like, I have to. Like, I have to go because it's really sweet. And it's a 1 hour, like kind of a quick thing in the grand scheme of things, but it feels like we're getting a lot done in that moment.
Amen. So. I agree with that. Yeah, Joanne said last week, the water level is rising. And I feel like that's what's happening as we just cooperate together in prayer. Talked to a couple of pastors here in town who said, what if we just prayed on Wednesday nights and they're with their bodies together? What if we just prayed? I'm like, there's a novel idea. What if the church was a house of prayer? We just sought the Lord in prayer and we got done. Listen to me. Nehemiah prayed for 4 months before he went back to Jerusalem. The walls were in shambles. They were in rubbles for 100 years. I've said this several times. The walls were down in Jerusalem for 100 years. It's impossible for the walls to be built in anything less than a massive amount of time with a massive amount of... Nehemiah prays for 4 months. He goes, he gets favor from the king. He fasts and prays. He goes back and they build the wall back completely. Anybody remember how long? How many days? 52 days, everybody. The walls were built back, meaning... I wonder if we spent as much time praying as we do working at some other things, which are super good. Go be involved, be a good citizen, vote, do everything you should do, but spend as much time praying, and I wonder what would happen. If we became a house of prayer, I wonder how fast this nation, this land would be healed. Amen?